Thank you for calling. You've reached Tamaya. May I have your 5-digit zip code, please?
90504.
Okay, give me just a moment. And your first and last name?
Abdul Pasta.
What was that?
Abdul is first name, A-B-D-U-A. Last name, Pasta, P-A-S-T-A.
How may I help you today?
I see 4 charges on my credit card. One is April 26, 497. Second is 597. Third is May 13, is 95.94. And fourth is 99.94. And I don't know what is this about.
Okay, do you recall doing a 14-day trial for male enhancement products, the testosterone, as well as the NO2?
This was the only first time I ordered.
Okay. So I do see the charges that you're speaking of, and I do see where you pay the shipping charges to begin the trial. Now, it does state in the terms and conditions that this is a 14-day trial where we ship out a 30-day supply to try the product to see if it's something that you would like. And if you don't wish to continue, it does state that you have to call in and cancel within that 14-day trial period to avoid being billed for the product that was sent out to you, in which you pay the shipping and handling on, as well as enrolled in auto bill and auto ship. So being that the subscription wasn't canceled, you were charged for those 2 bottles that you received.
No, but I don't like it. I did not like it, and I never see that you had to, you guys renew it, and then you just send me another 94, 95, and 99, 99.
Okay,
I was $497 and $597.
Being that you don't like it, I can cancel your subscription so that you're not charged anymore moving forward.
Yeah, I don't want it. It's just stupid, you know. This is, I never used this one, so I had needed my credit. Otherwise, I'm going to dispute it.
Okay. Now, with the dispute, I understand that you're filing the dispute, and you do have every right to do so. What happens with the dispute process is your bank or credit card company will contact us, and we'll provide those terms and conditions that was on the website and the tracking number to show that these charges are legal and valid. And at that
but
point,
I never
you will
get
be...
But I never get the product yet. I just only 2 small bottles. That's it. And then what is the what you charge?
Well, the bottles that you received in the mail on May 5th, those 2 bottles were what you got charged for. So you did receive the bottles at the address.
So you're talking about $495, $995, $95.
That was just paying the shipping. But being that you didn't cancel the subscription within those 14 days, you were charged for those products. The products were not free.
Yeah, what you guys are on advertisement say, $4.95, pay the shipping, you know. So
okay.
That's it.
So, sir, are you able to pull the website up?
Yeah, I can pull it up. But
okay,
you know
can you go to the website for me?
You have to give me credit. I'm going to close my credit card, and I'm going to dispute it. I'm not going to pay, and no matter what.
Okay, can you pull the website up for me, sir?
No, right now I'm on the phone. How can I pull up the – I'm on the phone here.
Well, those terms and conditions are on the website. Now, when you file this dispute, you would be eligible for a refund. Now, what I can do for you today is I can place 35% back into your account for those charges.
No, I don't 25%. I need to hold my amount. First of all, I never use one of the bottles, and
now,
I'm going to return both of the bottles. I have to say, this is the stupid medicine which you guys are sending me, screwed up. And now I'm going to call the customer affairs. This is way behind this medicine which you guys are claiming for. And this is nothing is worth it. So I never open one of the bottles. And I use only one or two tablets. And I'm going to call consumer affairs about complaining about your product. And then this is you misguiding the people.
Terms and conditions are on the website. It's all up to you if you read them. But it does state on that website, if you don't call within those 14 days,
when you guys talking is different than what you guys putting in the system, and you know, so not everybody understand what you guys in language put it in.
Okay, so let me speak with my supervisor to see what we can do in regards to a refund.
Yes.
So after speaking with my supervisor, we're not supposed to do this, but she did inform me that I can refund 50%. Like, I can give you half of your money back for both purchases.
No, I need more than that.
Okay, now these charges on your account are valid. So as a courtesy, we are attempting to give you half of your money back.
I need more than 50%.
Well, sir, again, you did agree to those terms and conditions for that card to be charged.
Okay, so give me whatever you can, then I'll talk to the consumer officials. Give me the credit, whatever you want to give me, and then I will.
So do you accept the 50% refund?
I accept whatever partially you're giving me, but I'm not accepting that fully. But I'm going to process, follow up, because you are giving me whatever you want to on your side, then I have to do my way, whatever I want to.
Well, sir, I'm just doing my job. We're not supposed to give out refunds because all sales are final. But as a courtesy, we are attempting to give you a 50% refund. It's all up to you if you take it.
Yeah. Just give me 50% whatever you want to give me. Yeah.
Okay. Give me just a moment while I process this refund for you. Okay, so sir, I did process those two 50% refunds back into the account. You should see them within 5 to 7 business days.
How much money you give me?
For the $95.94, you got back $47.97, and for the $99.94, you got back $49.97.
And what about this $4.97 and $5.97?
No, that's to ship it out to you, being that you received the product. We don't refund the shipping charges at all.
Oh, that's so tricky. Okay, let's see what I will do. That's it?
Yes, sir.
Are you giving me my call? Confirmation number?
You received an email for that refund.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.